message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Money always runs to the pocket of the excellent. The more excellence you are, the more rapid your promotion. Having been privileged to work in many organizations, including some of the biggest in this nation, I know that nobody can be promoted beyond the level of his excellence in that organization. Let me tell you this. Every of your steps in an organization is watched. The way you talk, the way you dress, the way you comport yourself, the way you talk, the way you handle meetings, the way you respond to phone calls. Everything is being monitored and it determines your status. It determines your rating. If your rating is low, your excellence is low. If your rating is high, your excellence is high. And it's to the level of your excellence, that is the level of your status. Your excellence defines your status. Because God is so fair that he will not promote an unexcellent person. God is so fair. The Bible says in Acts chapter 10, verse 34, 35, that God is not a respecter of persons. God says, if a person is excellent and is not a Christian, you can be sure that he can be, that person can be the boss of a Christian. The Christian might be bringing out fire, or he might speak in tongues for 7 hours per day. But on the job and on the business, if he's not excellent, he cannot get to the top. I was speaking to someone today who came to see me. One of our sons in the Lord, working in a particular organization, very massive organization. And I was asking him, I said, who is your MD now? And he mentioned the guy's name. I said, that sounds like an Ilorin name. He said, yeah, he's from Ilorin here. I said, where? Then he mentioned one remote part of Ilorin. Now, that company is a big organization, but it's owned by a family. A family started it, and a family has the largest shareholders, though there are other shareholders there. But the family has the largest share, as it were, in that particular family. Can you hear me? Praise the Lord. Don't worry, just things are working out for our good. So I was asking him, I said, how come this guy was able to get to this high-ranking position? He said he's excellent. He's an excellent person. Whatever he handles, whatever he does, there's no flaw. So they removed, after the owner of the company was able to finish his tenure, then somebody else came on board, the son of the man came on board, and then this man, also from Ilorin here, came on board. I'm talking of a trillion naira organization, maybe capital base in maybe about 3 or 4 trillion capital base. He wasn't there when the company started, but he got to the highest ranking position in that place because he is an excellent person. So you might come from the remotest village in this world. If you are excellent, you'll be distinguished. You might come from, even if your town is not on the map of Nigeria. You know, there are many of us like that our towns are not on the map of Nigeria. My own is there anyway. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There are some very small places that their map, I'm sure Pastor Mojib is not, because I saw you shaking your head like this. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Your town might not be on the map of Nigeria. But when you are excellent, you will get to any level. This is one of the major reasons why unbelievers dust Christians and move to the top. Because Christians sometimes think that Christianity means mediocrity. Christianity is not synonymous with mediocrity. Christianity and mediocrity are not the same thing. A Christian must be excellent. And excellence in your field makes you valuable in that field. Excellence in your field changes your style. Number 5 thing to note about excellence is that excellence is about continuous improvement of standard. The standard of 10 years ago is no more the standard now. Excellence is about improvement of standard. Do you know the people that invented aeroplanes? They are two brothers called the Wright brothers. Wright, Wright. I'm sure you have heard about them. The plane they invented now, then, if that plane is still what we are using till now, nobody will be traveling abroad. Number one, he doesn't have the engine capacity to go for long distance. Number two, he doesn't have the size and the weight to carry people and their load. Because the planes of that time will just carry about 4 or 5 people. There are some aeroplanes now that can carry up to 1,000 people inside and fly from here to where it's going without stopping. There are some aeroplanes that once it starts flying, it can fly in the air 24 hours without refueling. It can be in the air 24 hours, cruising for 24 hours without refueling. It won't branch anywhere to stop and refuel. If the plane the Wright brothers did in the 18th century is what we are still using now, things will never be the way it is now. So excellence is about continuous improvement of your product. Continuous improvement of your standard. That's why you see some people, they are in an organization, they are doing so well. Then somebody else just comes in the organization and brings a new standard and they just forget about them. May you not become an irrelevant person. I say, may you not become an irrelevant person. Relevance is a function of excellence. Relevance in a company, in an organization, you must constantly be improving. Or they will drop you. You must cause what you did last month is already history. Nobody is interested in that. Relevance is about continuous improvement. 1 Corinthians 9, verse 24. No, you know that all run in a race, but one obtained the prize. So run. That's about improvement, that you might obtain the prize. So keep improving yourself, or they drop you off. You see a shop doing very well before people used to rush there. All of a sudden, they drop their standard. They are not excellent. After some time, other shops. When I was a little younger, we used to go to some shops then, like UTC. How many of us remember UTC? Okay, where is UTC now? They've dropped. They've dropped. Also, many years ago, there was a major reigning eatery. Who knows that eatery? Mr. Biggs. Okay, where is Mr. Biggs now? There were two or three branches. There were three branches in the Ilorin before. Taiwo, Tanke, and Murita. Three closed down. The three offices in the Ilorin closed down. The only places you can see Mr. Biggs now are a few places like Lagos where private individuals are just using their name as a franchise. It's not Mr. Biggs running it. Private individuals bought the franchise, they just give them some commission every month. New interest came in. Like which one? Eh? KFC. Item. Yes. Yes. Item 7. What else? Chicken Republic. Eh? Tantalizer. Captain Cook. Etc. Etc. If you are not improving in the product you are selling, if you are not improving in the product you are selling, you are getting ready to go out of the market. So your product must be improved, or the customers will disapprove you. One thing that must always come to your mind when you go to work per day is, what can I do to improve the system? Your relevance is as powerful. Your influence is as powerful as your contribution. So if you are sewing clothes and you are a fashion designer and you sew clothes like a plumber, you sew clothes and even a plumber will sew a better clothes than you, you are not excellent. Or you go to you are into food business, and then somebody take your food like this. Immediately they take it like this, a whole piece of Maggi is what they put inside their mouth. As if the thing did not defrost, they just, as they took the rice like this, a cube of 3-star Maggi just entered. Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God, our Savior, our Sustainer, our Helper. If you somebody like me now, I will never get your eatery again. Because I don't use seasoning. I don't like seasonings in my food. I don't like it. So excellence. So even if you put seasoning in the food, it must not be obvious. It must just be something very minute. May the Lord give us understanding. I'm talking about excellence. So we are going somewhere in this series. Number six, things to note about excellence. You don't need to be a graduate to be an excellent person. It's not until you have HND or you have BSc or you have MBBS or you have ICAN as a chartered accountant that you can be excellent. No. Benjamin Franklin, one of the presidents of the United States, taught himself how to read and write, yet he was an excellent person. There's a Benjamin Franklin Day in America till today. He taught himself how to read and write, yet he did not go to school much. There is a day in America today they call Benjamin Franklin Day. So don't get yourself twisted that you think that until you have gone to all the school in the world. That's why many are educated but not celebrated. Plenty certificate, no excellence in anything. There is nothing they do that is excellent. But when you say bring out your certificate, it will fall inside one portmanteau. You know what they call portmanteau? Have you heard about it before? It's different from briefcase. So briefcase is the one you carry that one. But there's portmanteau. The certificate will fill inside portmanteau, yet there's no excellence. Bill Gates. Is there anybody here today that you have never heard about a man called Bill Gates? There's nobody. But if you have heard about him, can I see your hand? Bill Gates. Bill Gates did not go to school much. I'm not saying that you should not go to school, but I'm just trying to let you know that excellence is not synonymous per se with going to school. But we know what excellence is about in this series. Don't be deceived, honestly speaking. Until I go to all the school, many have gone to so many schools. They went to the school, but the school did not go through them. So, Bill Gates was a dropout, but excellence distinguished him. Bill Gates is so blessed today that he and his wife, Melinda Gates, they give out donations. In every donation of Bill Gates is in billions of dollars. Billions. To the Red Cross, $2 billion. To fight AIDS in Africa, $7 billion. Just think, why he didn't go to school? What made him to get to where he is? And we cannot really prove that these guys were, you cannot say they are speaking in tongues or this and that. But they were excellent in their field of assignment. They were excellent in their area of specialization. And because of that, God decided to reward them. And there are many of us here who are very excellent in your field. Many here, very excellent in your field. Recently, Pastor Moshebi was telling me about one of our beloved sisters here. He went to the person's place of work and was talking to people. Please, so-so-so person sent me. Say, that person. So-so-so person sent me to come and see you, to do this test, to do this thing. Those are the kind of things that makes one proud. But when you enter a company and you ask for a person, you say, Alakori. Please, the person is not on point. Then you feel discouraged. Anywhere you find yourself, be excellent. Anything you find yourself, that's why Ecclesiastes chapter 9, I think verse 10, says, whatsoever your hand findeth to do, is like saying do it excellently. Whatsoever your hand findeth to do, Do it with all your might. That is, do it perfectly. Either you are an engineer, either you are an accountant, either you are a banker, either you are a teacher. Anything you are doing, do it excellently. Whatever it is you are doing, God place you in that field and you can excel in that field. Quickly tonight, beloved, ways to excellent living. I'll give us just a few points and we go to pray. Ways to excellent living. Number one is be an asset and not a concern anywhere you find yourself. Any organization where you are working, be an asset, not a concern. Don't be a welfare employee. And a welfare employee is a person that they just employ bare that let's just keep this person there. There's no value the person is really adding. Don't be like that. Don't be like that. Be a difference maker in life and destiny. Let things shift forward because you are there. Anywhere you are working, let things shift forward because you are there. Let there be a progress because you are there. Either it is short-term employment, long-term employment. I once worked in an organization as an IT student. When I was going back to school, they used the official car of the organization to take me back to school. They said, no, we can't allow you to take public transport back to school. You have added so much to this place within this short time. Oh yeah, let the driver of this organization carry you back to school. Because of relevance and because of input. Input that can never be forgotten. So don't say, it's not my father's business. It's not my father's job. Am I the one that will earn the benefits? Am I the one that will... Don't say that. Excellent person thinks as an... The person thinks as an asset. Your thinking should be a thinking of an asset, not a concern. Don't let them have concern over your matter in the place of work. Don't let there be a concern over the quality of your delivery. Do you know that a nurse that is not excellent will give somebody abscess? Am I right? A nurse that has been trained, the doctor said, please, the lady has malaria and typhoid mixed together. Please mix this thing together. Okay, nurse, I'm going back to my office to attend to that patient. Before she will come back, only to paralyze the leg. You can paralyze the leg. Because she refused to be excellent as a nurse. And then she becomes a concern to the company. She becomes a concern to the hospital. An unexcellent employee will ruin a company. It becomes a concern to the company. So, be an asset in your organization. Be asset-minded. Don't be a person that's just going there for the pay. Don't let monetary gain be the major reason why you are doing anything in life. I've never done anything in my life simply for monetary gain. Never. Never. See, the reason why I'm doing this work is because I'm waiting because of money. No. You must think in terms of value. Money pursues value. Hello. Money pursues value. When you add value, money will pursue you. You have value, money will pursue you. Money pursues value. Wherever you see value, money will be running there. Today, money will be running towards you. I say money will be running towards you. As you are adding value in your business, as you are adding value in your organization, money will be running towards you. Did I hear you say a bigger amen? Amen. But it's unfortunate that most Christians, instead of us being assets, we have become a concern. I told you some time ago, one of the things that I didn't like, a statement that a fellow Christian said. He said, one of the things, can we take care of the children to avoid unnecessary? One of the things that gave the person concern is that anytime he wants to employ, and the person says, I'm a born again Christian, they say, hey, you are a born again Christian. Say, please step aside, please. You go and stay specially. It's like what happens when you are traveling abroad and you carry green passport, Nigerian passport. If it's a long line like this, very long line with different people, black, white, everybody, they say, all Nigerians here, please file here specially. They place you at a special place. Somebody was telling me some time ago that he was traveling in Nigeria but has an American passport. And then when they were telling everybody to file, and then the person in front of him also, Nigerian, go like this. So when they got to him, they thought he must be, because he looks like a Nigerian. And they said, Nigerian, of course Nigerian. I said, no, lost it. Oh, so sorry. May the Lord help us. I said, may the Lord help us. So be an asset and not a concern. Be an asset in an organization. Everywhere you find yourself, don't be a concern. Don't be a source of worry to your organization. Number two way to excellence is be dependable. If you want to be excellent in life, then be dependable. In Genesis 39 verse 6, talking about Joseph, the Bible says, while Joseph was inside his master's house, Potiphar, and he left all that he had in Joseph's hand, and he knew not aught he had, save the bread which he did eat. Potiphar did not know anything about anything except the bread, except the food he eats. And Joseph was a godly person and well-favored. Everything that Potiphar possessed, Joseph was the one in charge. All the checkbooks, all the possessions of Potiphar. He knows where all the land are. Nobody will make you, will put you in a position like that if you are not an enviable, if you are not an excellent person. And because Joseph was dependable in the house of his master, he ended up as a prime minister. He left everything that he had in his hands, in his house. He left a small business in Joseph's hand. They said, for you to be able to excel in this small business, then you can excel as a national leader. The reason why a lot of people never leave leadership of round table, they never go to local government leadership or state leadership or national leadership, is because in the little leadership they are leadershiping, they are failed. In the little assignments that they are doing, there's no excellence. Joseph was able to excel, and he was able to become he was able to excel, he was able to do well in life because he was dependable. When you are dependable, you have a reputation of dependability. That is, people who do business with you have peace. They have peace of mind. They say, this man is a faithful person. Proverbs 28 verse 20. A faithful man shall abound with blessings. Proverbs 28 verse 20. So they say, this man is a very faithful person. You can do business with him. When you are dependable, you have a good reputation. And blessings will pursue you. Blessings will pursue you. Blessings will pursue you. From today, blessings will begin to pursue you. I say from today, blessings begin to pursue you. But for that to happen, you must be dependable. People must be able to depend on you. In vernacular, when you say somebody is dependable, it means you can put your body on that person. You can rely on the person. The person will not remove shock under you. This is one of the major things that will take you to the place of excellence and take you to the place of relevance. And I pray for someone here tonight. May God give you that understanding in Jesus' name. I need to move very fast now because of time. Number three, ways to excellent living. Number three is be a problem solver in your company. Be a problem solver. Excellent living is about problem solving. You cannot be relevant in life beyond the problem you solve for your organization. Beyond the problem you solve for your generation. If you are not solving a problem, you are losing value in life. If you are not solving a problem, you are an infinitesimal person. If you are not solving problems, you are a person that is not a force to be. Nobody wants to reckon with somebody who is not solving a problem. So every blessed day of your life, you must be thinking of something to a problem you can solve. Is it the problem of solving somebody's hair? Somebody's hair is rough. Then you are an hairdresser. You solve the problem, person's problem. Is it the problem of somebody has an accounting problem and they're an accountant? You solve the problem's accounting problem. Are you a worshiper? People come to church to worship. And you are a lead worshiper. And you lead them into the presence of God. Like they are in the presence of God. Physically. Are you an agronomist or an agric expert? You solve the problem of plants and different kinds of breeds of fruits. You bring something new to the market. Your ability to solve problems will determine the level of your relevance in life. Let me tell you this. In marriage, young people that are here that are not yet married, in marriage, what you should think of the most is how to be a problem solver to your husband or to your wife. Don't be a person that adds more problem to their problem. No. You are not excellent like that. Life has enough challenges than for you to have a spouse that adds more to your problem. If you are working in a system, your major thinking is, what is the problem in this system? You identify the problem and you solve the problem, you get elevated. That's why you see people that are not even doing so well and they will be elevated. You meet people that are not doing, that are not believers, and you will see them very, very elevated. I met a guy some time ago. I was traveling in a plane, and I was on a plane I was on that flight for 17 hours. So he sat beside me, and after some time we got talking. He wasn't a believer. He's not a Christian. I can't remember. He's from India. And I said, how many years have you been living in so place? He told me. I said, where do you work? He mentioned the name of the company. I said, what do you do? He mentioned, and I said, what do you do there? And he mentioned, he said, this is the problem I've been solving for them for so number of years. I travel home to India once a year. He was coming from India. He was coming from India and going across. And we met. And the company could not leave him for almost, he had worked there for about 15 years. They could not leave him. Because he's solving a problem. People are easily sacked because they don't solve problems. I've told you before, and I've said it a few times. I can't work in a place that they sack me. Apart from the fact that I'm a covenant practitioner, every money they pay me, I must pay my tithe. I am there to solve problems. The last place where I worked, my salary is only 2% of the money I bring in per month. 2%. So you can calculate it. My salary is only 2% of the income I bring to the company per month. In millions. So when they are talking of sacking people, how can you think of sacking? When somebody is collecting only 2% of his contribution, and he's not complaining, he's smiling every day. But when you are even earning 400% of what you are bringing in, this is liability, let's sack him. Or you are earning times 4 or times 10. Let's assume that you are bringing in 10,000 per month and you are collecting 100,000 per month. They want to sack you. They want to sack you. You are not meant to earn more than you are contributing. No. You want to ruin the company like that. Excellent people always add value beyond what they are receiving. So if you are working in a place and what you are receiving is more than the value you are adding, when they want to shortlist next, you need prayer very well. Prayer. That is the reality of life. That is the reality of life. You must be a problem solver. You must be a problem solver. You must be a person that constantly you are thinking of how to resolve the problem. That's what's on your mind 24/7. How do I improve this company? How do I improve this organization? How do I help my customers to become better? How do I help them to get value for their money? If you go to a company, for example, where they sell shirts, maybe this kind of my shirt, and you wear the shirt only once, and after washing it once, the shirt tears. Will you go back to the same place to go and buy a shirt? Forever. Because they did not solve your problem. They added to your problem because now you have to spend double money. You have to go and buy another one. But if you went to a place and they solve your problem, you wore the shop, wore the shirt, you gave it to your brother. Your brother even gave it to your younger brother self. As in, they still maintain its quality. Life is not all about quantity, it's about quality. And that's excellence. So for many of us here that we like plenty food with no quality, I will advise you, enjoy small food with quality. That's the way life is. To enjoy quality is better than quantity. May the Lord give us understanding. May the Lord make you a problem solver in Jesus' name. I say, may the Lord make you a problem solver in Jesus' name. I say, may the Lord make you a problem solver in Jesus' name. Every problem you have brought in here today, you are not going back with them in Jesus' name. Did I hear you say a big amen? You must always be thinking of how to solve a problem. Number four, how can I live an excellent life as a career man, as a businessman? Number four is learn to go the extra mile in your assignment. Learn to go the extra mile in your assignment. Learn to go the extra mile in your assignment. In Genesis 41, verse 33 to 36, you know the story very well. How Joseph was able to tell the organization, I was able to tell Potiphar, Pharaoh, and said, Pharaoh, this is the problem. For 7 years, there will be famine, and for seven years, there will be plenty, and for 7 years, there will be famine. And the Bible says, now, therefore, let Pharaoh look out for a discreet and wise, and set him over the land of Egypt. Let Pharaoh do this, and let him appoint officers over the land, and take up the fifth part of the land of Egypt in the 7 plenteous years. And let them gather all the food of those good years that come, and lay up corn upon the hand of Pharaoh, and let them keep food in the cities. And that food shall be for store to the land against the 7 years of famine, which shall be in the land of Egypt, that the land perish not through the famine. Go on. Go on. And the thing was good in the eyes of Pharaoh and the eyes of all the servants. Hold on before you go to the next place. If there was an issue, the king had a dream, and Joseph interpreted that dream and said, there's a problem. 7 years is coming where things will be so abundant. 7 years is also coming when there will be famine. So get someone that is very, very wise. Get someone that is very, very diligent. Somebody discreet and wise who will be able to oversee this matter. And then, having said all that, that is like you are giving advice. Pharaoh said, no. Not only give us advice, you must go the extra mile. Go to the next verse, verse 38. And Pharaoh said unto his servants, can we find such one as this? A man in whom the Spirit of God is. Go on. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, for as much as God has showed thee all these, there is none so discreet as wise as thou. Thou shalt be over my house, and according unto thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, see, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt. I have heard your suggestions that there is issue. I have heard your suggestion that there will be 7 years of plenty and 7 years of famine. However, I want you to go the extra mile. You are the person that will solve the problem. You saw the challenges. You saw the problems. Now go and solve the problem. That's what they call extra mile. And the Bible says Joseph took up the challenge. For 7 years, he was walking like a madman. For 7 years, Joseph was walking like a madman. He was storing grains. He was storing beans. He was storing rice. He was storing garri. He was storing wheat. He was storing all sorts of yam, cassava, to feed nation and nations, because he's an excellent man. Anywhere you find yourself, there will be problems there. Go the extra mile to solve the problems there. Don't be a give me person. When you are solving problems, things will come to your table naturally. Don't be a give me person. Please give me this. Please give me that. Please give me this. Please give me that. Please, no. Naturally look out for a problem around the place. Then go there. What everybody is running away from that they won't want to solve, we are saying, I can solve it. The challenges that everybody is saying, I cannot go into that. Me, I cannot do this one. The stress will be too much. I won't be able to sleep. I will grow lean. I will grow lean if I do this kind of work. You go into that kind of work. in my place, the elders will say it is hard places that we find strong men. Hard places. It's that same exact thing that people are running away from. That, no, if I go into this kind of thing, it's very, very challenging. You will lose weight. In fact, it's not easy. You will not have time to rest. In fact, your body will be aching you. Go into it. The same task that people are running away from in your company, tell your director to give it to you. Tell your chairman, please, that problem, I can see we have a problem with this issue. Please, let me go and solve the problem. The naturally blessings will flow inside. But when you are the kind of person that when problem is coming, you take over like this. Problem, challenges coming like this. That is, carry your head. Stone is coming. Carry your head. Yeah, carry. Carry your head. That is, hide yourself. The more you face challenges. Challenges are the food of champions. Challenges are the food of champions. That's what champions eat. That's what excellent people eat. When you see failures, there are those that have refused to take up challenges early in life. My prayer for everyone here tonight is that the grace to be able to be a man or a woman that loves solving problems and loves solving issues of concern to others, that grace be released unto each one here tonight in Jesus' name. As I round up, extra milers end up successful men and women. In 1 Corinthians 15 verse 10, 1 Corinthians 15 verse 10, Apostle Paul was speaking there and explaining to us the importance. He said, by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. But I labored. I went through extra mile. I did what others ran away from. I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God, which was upon me. Tonight, the communion of tonight will be releasing upon us the grace to be excellent. Excellence in marriage. Excellence in relationship. Excellence in studies. Excellence in business. Excellence in ministry. Excellence in every facet of our lives. And that grace is coming on somebody here tonight in Jesus' name. Listen, as I round up. Listen. I know people are listening to me from other places apart from Ilorin here. But I want to say this. Please be careful. Don't allow the mentality of your environment to affect your psychology. Don't allow the way people are doing things in your environment. If you do things the same way people are doing it sloppily, you end up the way they end up. Carve a niche for yourself. Carve a niche for yourself. Be known to do things excellently. When you package your product, package it with excellence. When you are walking somewhere, leave a remarkable mark there that they will never forget you. 20 years, they will never forget you. 20 years, they'll never forget you. They are still remembering your landmark. Everything you did there is still there. The improvement you brought is still there. Don't allow the environment to make you feel like. Or feel odd. Come out of your shell. Take up new challenges. Brace up for your future. Get yourself in tune to excel. Break the barrier so that it does not break. Put your neck inside challenges. Stay there until it is solved. If you don't solve challenges, nobody will celebrate you. Nobody will appreciate you if you are not solving any problem. Solve the problem. If it will take 6 months, be there. If it will take 1 year, be there. Keep at it excellently. And before you know it, the help of God will come for you. For somebody here tonight, all the days of your life, excellence shall be seen in everything you lay your hands upon. I say excellence shall be seen in everything you lay your hands upon. Excellence shall be seen in everything you lay your hands upon. Did I hear you say a big amen? Did I hear you say a big amen? Excellence shall be seen in every facet of your life. In your career, it shall be seen. In your marriage, it shall be seen. In your home, it shall be seen. In every of your calling, it shall be seen. In your going out, in your coming in, excellence shall be visible. Did I hear you say a big amen? Everyone will know you as an excellent man. Everyone will know you as an excellent woman. Everyone will know you as an excellent person. Your children will know you as an excellent parent. Did I hear you say amen? In your society, you will be a problem solver. You will not be a person that is adding problem to the problems. You will be a person that is solving all the problems that is there. And as a result of that, the Lord will continue to lift you more and more and more and more. In Jesus' mighty name. Rise up on your feet. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be thy name. That message was hotter than your clap. Thank you, Lord. Lift your hands up to heaven. Give him praise. Give him glory. Give him honor. Give him adoration. Praise him. Thank him. Appreciate him. Our Father. Our Father. Our and thank him for today. Thank him for the word he has sent to you. Thank him, everybody. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Give him praise, everybody. Appreciate him. Appreciate him. Give him glory. Give him honor. Give him adoration. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Amen. I'm going to be praying for some few minutes tonight. I want you to pray with intensity, to pray with a little bit of aggression. And I know that as we do that, the Lord will answer us in Jesus' name. Amen. First of all, you will say, Father, I thank you for all the help that I've received from you. Since this year started, since this month started, I thank you. Lift your voice and thank him. Everybody. Lift your voice. Thank him for all the help you have received since this year started and since this month started. Give him praise. Mighty, 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 mighty God. I thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. You are worthy, 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 worthy. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. You will say, Father, can I hear your voice? Say, Father, baptize me with the spirit of excellence. Father, baptize me with the spirit of excellence. Lift your voice and pray. Baptize me with the spirit of excellence in my field, in my area of assignment, in my calling, in my assignment, in my area of jurisdiction. Father, grant unto me the spirit of excellence. Give me the grace, 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 give me the grace. Empower me with the spirit of excellence. Lerodo sheke keto bagada dala kenezuza. Leketa adire ketumo borade ketida genindro dogozi zagash. Larada da de rekete barabada barash. Labada bada bada badash. Lopra da kakakata baradash. Lepreke kekete bregeresh. Ingrada da da rabakatayash. Leprege gegege rebagadash. Andra da 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 darash. Repeka kakaski rebekete meredes. Imbraga garabaka zokro dokoto begedes. Pray, 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 pray. Father, baptize me with the spirit of excellence. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You see, excellence attracts many of the things we are trusting God for. Many are trusting God for promotion, excellence will give you. Many are trusting God for financial wealth and resources, excellence will give you. Many are trusting God for open doors, for more contracts, for your products to be demanded. Many are trusting God for good jobs. Excellence will open this door. I want you to pray very well. Once you are excellent in your task, you cannot be relegated. You cannot be treated like a nobody. You are only treated like a nobody when your excellence is dropping. When you are not delivering on what is stipulated. You will say, Father, grant unto me the spirit of excellence that will take me to the height that I desire to get to. Lift your voice and pray with fire. Pray with fire. Pray with fire. Pray with fire. Pray with intensity. Father, give me the spirit of excellence that will equip me and assist me to get to the level I desire to get to in life. Father, cause excellence to open doors for me. Father, cause excellence to open doors for me. Father, cause me, oh Lord, to be baptized with that spirit and let it open doors for me. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. What do you think distinguished Joseph amongst his brothers? Excellence. It brought him out of the multitude of his brothers. What distinguished David? Excellence. When Eliab was running away from fighting, from facing challenges. When Shammah was running away from David, said, I will do it. Said the same God that helped me to kill the bear and the lions. I took my father's sheep out of their mouth. He said that same God, he was boasting in God because he knew that he was an excellent man and he served a God that can never leave him alone. God does not abandon excellent men. When you see men, a lot of people that go, it's as if God has left them. It's because they've dropped in excellence. You will say, Father, let excellence cause me to be preferred. Via excellence, I will be preferred. I will be brought out among the multitude. Lift your voice and pray. You are not praying. You are not praying. Where excellence, I will be promoted, I will be preferred, I will be distinguished, my life will change. Excellence will cause my life to be transformed. Excellence will cause my life to be transformed. Excellence will cause my life to be changed. Excellence will cause my life to progress. Excellence will cause my life to do well. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, Father, you will say, Father, I refuse to be a failure in life. I refuse to fail in life. Oh God, let that spirit of excellence rest upon me. Lift your voice and pray. I refuse to be a failure. I will not fail in any of my tasks. I will not fail in any of my duties. Let the spirit of excellence be upon me. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. One of the major things that makes you excellence is attention to details. Attention to small, small details. Small, small things. You are looking for ways to correct small, small issues. And then gradually and gradually you are becoming an excellent person. You will say, Father, give me eye for details. Give me eye for details. Give me ears for details. Father, give me eye for details. Give me ears for details. Lift your voice and pray. Give me attention for details. Give me grace to be detailed in my assignment. Give me attention for details. 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 Eye for details. Eye for details. Eye for details. Ears for details. Help me to see what others cannot see. Help me to hear what others cannot hear. Help me to observe what others cannot observe. Give me attention for details. Give me attention for details, oh God. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, oh Lord, via excellence, make a way for me. Where there seems to be no way. Heights nobody has ever reached in my family. Via my excellent life. Father, make a way for me. Lift your voice and pray. Make a way for me, oh God. Make a way for me, oh God. Make a way for me, oh God. Are you praying? Businessmen, career men, men and women. Are you praying? Make a way for me. Where nobody has ever reached, Father, make a way for me via my excellent lifestyle. Via my excellent lifestyle. Father, make a way for me. Daddy, make a way for me. Baba, make a way for me. Heights nobody has reached before. Levels nobody has ever attained before. Father, give me the grace to attain it and to surpass it. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, Father, destroy the plans of hell. Destroy the plans of hell concerning me and my family. Destroy their plans, oh God. Lift your voice and pray. Destroy the plans of hell. For me, for my family. Let the plan of hell be totally destroyed. What they are planning for me shall be destroyed. What they are planning for me shall be destabilized. What they are planning for me shall be nullified. What they are planning for me shall be cancelled. What they are planning for me shall be disintegrated. What they are planning for me will never come to pass. Let the intention of hell be cancelled. Frustrate their plans. Do not allow them to be able to execute what they are planning. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You are going to pray this violently. You are saying, Father, let there be constant improvement in every area of my life. Constant improvement in my thinking. Constant improvement in my work and my assignment. Lift your voice and pray. Constant improvement. Constant improvement. Constant improvement in every sector. In every area. Constant improvement in the way I deliver my services. In the way I give my work. In the way I do my work. Let there be constant improvement. Constant improvement. Let there be constant, regular, consistent, continuous improvement. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, Father, via this communion tonight, I banish sickness. I flush out sickness. I flush out weakness. Prayers in Jesus' name. Via this communion tonight, I reject sickness. I reject disease. I will not be sick. I will not know diseases. I am strong. I am full of life. I am full of vitality. I am full of strength. I am full of God's grace. Via this communion tonight, I receive strength. I receive capacity. I receive unction to function. I receive divine engracement. Pray. No more tiredness. Mention the name of that sickness. It must go tonight. Mention the name of that sickness. It must go tonight. Father, cane out every sickness tonight. Cane them out. Cane them out. Cane them out. Cast them out. Let every sickness, let every disease be cast out. Be caned out. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Father, we thank you. Father, we give you praise. We say, be thou exalted, Lord, in Jesus' name. This is no longer ordinary bread and wine. This is now the body and the blood of Jesus. And as we partake in this tonight, we forbid sickness and diseases in any life here in Jesus' name. And via this communion of tonight, Father, we decree the emergence of the spirit of excellence. Let it rest upon our lives in the name of Jesus. Let it rest upon everyone's life here tonight in the name of Jesus. Grace for continuous improvement in whatever you are doing. Receive that grace in the name of Jesus. You are blessed.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.